Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Anyways, Moving Forward with Libni, where we talk about life, self-love, self-work, and anything that might help you move forward in business, in your relationship, as a parent, or wherever you are in your life right now. Welcome back to another episode of Anyways, Moving Forward, and in this episode, we are going to talk about change and how you can actually create change in your life. Because, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And I've said this a lot of times in this podcast, and I'm going to repeat it over and over again until you realize that the only way for you to change your life is to actually do something about it. And let's start with my personal definition of change. And this has been like I haven't read this, so it just really popped out of my mind that change is the conscious decision and a conscious choice and change is a conscious effort. You know, every time we change, it really is going to be challenging. Again, I don't say the word difficult, because when I say the word difficult, it just adds in a dot in the things that I do is like a limiting belief. So instead of me saying difficult, I just say challenging. So, you know, like, change is always challenging because it requires a conscious effort. Just like if you want to change your body, change is also like that. If you want to change your body, you have to do the conscious effort of actually waking up early, or even like dressing up for the gym, those kind of things. So if you want change in your life, you have to do the conscious effort, the conscious choice to actually change. And that's when it begins. And of course, you also have, if you want a difference in where you are right now, you have to be conscious of where you are. Because if you don't know where you are, how can you actually get to where you're going? And it's also important for you to know where you're going. And that's like the main thing why, how things happen. So for example, I have my own vision board every year I renew my vision board, and I just like printed it off Canva, and then like I just added in some images from Pinterest and the things that I really wanted in my life and added labels to it, right? So that is the goal. And, you know, the map is not the territory. Some people are so fixated with their goals that they forget that it's actually about becoming the person who you become, going towards the goal rather than the goal itself. And they don't realize that's exactly the power that you have there, the skills that you build, the character that you're building there. Because at the end of the day, even if gaano kagaling, how great you are at what you do, if you are not consistent and you haven't really built the skill and the character towards, you know, of how you were able to get there, masayang lang siya when you're at the top. Anyway, so segue lang yun. So moving forward, yeah, I had my vision board. And that vision board is just my direction. It's my North Star. And I've added in here, like, I have a house that has a full ceiling, ganon. And then now it's finally come to life. And then I realized that, you know, this vision board is just my direction. It's really not about me getting the vision, right? Well, it will definitely happen. However, when you have that vision board, for it to happen, you have to consciously decide to really, whatever happens, I'm going to make this happen, right? So you have to consciously decide how to get there. For example, if I want to be number one as a podcaster here in the Philippines, I also have to create the conscious effort to actually show up every day and talk about things and show up in my podcast and collaborate with, you know, people who are also into this. So those kind of things. And I have to do the conscious effort. And it's not going to be easy until you back yourself up with ideas, you back yourself up with action, especially you back yourself up with the right support, you know, with the right support on your chosen, you know, chosen goals. Sorry, may nagadaan kasi na isda. So, wala ako, guys. So yun. So once your vision board is there, you have to have that conscious awareness na, oy, this is where I'm going, and the conscious choice na, okay, I need to create, these are the action steps towards there, and of course, the conscious effort to actually get there for you to create the change in your life. And it also requires a lot of energy for you to get there and a lot of patience and consistency. All right? So if you want to make things happen in your life, you actually have to decide, because the only power that we actually have right now is our power to choose, is the power of choice. And a lot of people feel powerless because they've allowed other people to create the choices for them, when in the first place, it's actually you who has your pen and not anyone else's. And it's actually your choice to lend that pen to someone else. And you can't blame anyone except yourself, because you've allowed other people to decide for you. You've given that pen to someone na, oh, ikaw na bahala, you decide for me. And then when the time comes that things shit happen, you don't take responsibility because it's not you who decided, when in fact it is you who decided to give that pen to someone else for them to design your life. So if you really want that certain change in your life, you have to wake up na, uy, I need to do something about this. This is the goal that where I'm going. Ito yung gusto kong mangyari sa buhay ko. How do I get there? Okay, I have to wake up early in the morning. Have to take a bath or whatever, the cold bath, like the previous episodes that I shared with you. For example, I really wanted to be productive. Like, for example, the goal is at 5, I'm already done with work so that I can have my time of my own. I have my own free time and I can do whatever the things that I want for my business, etc. So for me to create that one, I have to create the certain effort, the conscious effort to actually wake up at 6 in the morning and take my cold shower, do deep breaths, meditate, visualize, and write down things on my journal, and then actually ground myself at the start of the day. Para 7, I'm all good to go. Nandiyan yung content. I create content this early in morning. And you know that dedication and commitment to self and that conscious effort now, like, hey, I know that these are just big steps. However, this will create such a difference in your life because you will be able to build that skill and character towards wherever you're going. And that's exactly what will make you. That's exactly the compiled energy that you actually built and given effort to that certain change. Actually, one day, it's only a matter of time, right? Magbunga din yan, and people will see it because everything is energy. People will feel energy and you can't deny that. I mean, I've been like, oh, ano na naman yung energy, pero now knowing the deep energy work, like, oh, I gets. All right, so people will feel you because we are humans and we feel things and their feelings and intuitions. Mostly doesn't lie, pero mostly naman is limited to the certain surroundings that you are in. So anyway, that's a different topic. But again, I just really want to emphasize that if you really want change sa life mo, you have to have that conscious effort. You have to also have that awareness. And I was to break it down, if you want to change in your life, kasi nga, nothing changes when nothing changes, right? So, be aware where you are. If you want change in your life, be aware where you are. Number two, be aware where you're going. Number three, be aware of the steps that you need to take. Number four, be aware that you need to take that conscious effort to actually make it happen. Number five, ano number na, be aware of the people that you are surrounding yourself with. If they share the same beliefs and support the current beliefs that you have, because if you don't have the right people to support you on those beliefs and yung mga people na nag-gaslight, wag na lang. You'd rather be with people or sit with tables who shares the same belief and you get the whole awesome support from them, because you need someone, or maybe outsource that belief to someone first before you actually believe it yourself while you're going there. Right? Because it's something that you can see. It's like faith, right? Faith, I can move the mountains. So it's if you want to have something in your life, you have to have that faith, that consistency, that belief, that awareness, that conscious decision that, tanga na, I'm going to make that happen. Even if it's just a small step, it's going to happen. and I'm going towards there. And knowing that whatever you're doing is going towards wherever you want to go. So yeah, maybe those are just my thoughts for today. And hopefully it can, you know, fuel you to wherever you want to go. Because if you really, I promise, if you really want change in your life, change the strategy, change the current things that you are doing. And it is a conscious effort and it's going to be worth it. And of course, it's your life. And I'm just here to guide you on this journey. So yeah, if you want to make things happen, then you have to decide for yourself. And you have to be ready and know that along with changes, there are going to be a lot of purging. You know, you're going to quote unquote fail. However, failure for me are just lessons. There's no failure. It's just feedback. And do not dismiss the fact that along the way, there are going to be bumps in the road. And that doesn't, the only thing that would define you with that bump is the road is how you actually deal with that bump on the road. You know, when you're driving your car and you have this bump on the road and then you hit a trash can bar or whatever and you saw that, you know, your tires were nabutas, what do you do with that? Like, are you just gonna rant? Ano na ba to? Nakakainis. Or you would rather like, okay, nabuta siya. And those are things that you can control, right? So what would you do? Like, you know, if you play the victim of your circumstances, you'll just say, kasi dahil dyan, dahil na hindi ko nakita, da-da-da. And you spend energy, time, everything, your resources on that certain thing that you have no control over. And that is what most people are in general. However, the people who are taking charge or taking the pen of their life, designing their life, will say, okay, merong buta sa road, and then what do we do about it? How can we move forward and find things and create a solution out of this rather than create problems out of this, diba? So when you are in control of your life, when you have that conscious effort and conscious decision, those bumps in the road, well, you will actually see it. Okay, it happens. Shit happens. So let's do something about it. Let's find sino ba dyan na pwedeng tumulong sa atin for us to be able to fix that whatever bump on the road and then have our tires fixed. And then that's it. No stress at all. No worth spending your energy on things that you have no control over with, rather than spend that energy on something that can actually add value in your life, that can actually add more to life more, rather than have like complain all day, spend your energy causing you anxiety, and at the end of the day, the only person that you can blame is actually you. All right, so here's your reminder to take charge of your life, take control of your life. The only power that you actually have is your choices, and that's how you hold your pen. People will only do as much, but at the end, like, they would advise everything, and knowing that when people advise, it's just from their own experiences, from their own beliefs, values, whatever that is. And you know, people do the best they can with the resources that they have. And same as you do the best you can with the resources that you have. So show naman compassion to everyone, knowing that at the end of the day, it's still you who's going to decide. It's still you who holds your pen. And take accountability. And the more you take accountability and accept the things that, you know, you have done, nawawala yung pressure, rather than run away from things. At the end of the day, you still find yourself circling back to that thing until you realize that kailangan ko pala siya harapin. So I guess that's it, and I hope that helps today. And if it landed, please send me a DM on Instagram. It's Hilanded, or you know, just send me your thoughts. I really love to hear about what your thoughts are about this episode. And tag me on Instagram, and yeah, add 5 stars on my podcast, on this episode, whatever. And yeah, my one-on-one is still open. I'm going to run a retreat in the next couple of weeks, and I haven't actually marketed it for a while. So yeah, if you need anything, I'm just here, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.